नमो ओम ज्ञान तिमरंदस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात् देशतारिणे वंचकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनं पवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेयर hearing about the travels of Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Govardhan, and how he, by the power of a mantra given by his guru, he could visit even Vaikuntha, the spiritual world.
我们正在的聆听的是 Gopa Kumar 的旅行，他是高尔丹山的一个牧牛童。他的guru给了他一首 mantra， 他念诵了这个 mantra， 旅行到了各个地方，甚至他去了灵性世界 Vaikuntha。
So in Vaikuntha, he met with the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan, and he felt it wasn't so much pleasure as when he meditated on Madan Gopal.
Gopa Kumar 在 Vaikuntha 遇见了 Vaikuntha 之主 Narayana， 但是他并没有感觉到像冥想 Madan Gopal 的时候感受到的同样的快乐。
Because in Vaikuntha, the relationship is always with awe and respect.Great respect has to be given to Lord Narayan.
因为在 Vaikuntha 这种关系呢是建立在敬畏的基础上，对于主 Narayan 呢要非常的毕恭毕敬。
And when Gop Kumar would meditate on Madan Gopal, it would be very intimate. There'd be a lot ofvery intimate dealings between Madan Gopal and Gop Kumar. He would hug him and they would play, you know, they just had very intimate affection for each other.
但是在跟 Madan Gopal 交往的时候呢，这种交往是非常的亲密的，他们会彼此拥抱，他们的交流呢也是满怀着爱意。
So then Narada Muni happened to come, and Narada Muni is like a friend, became like a he was like a friend to Gop Kumar, and Narada Muni began to speak to him and tell him about the glories of the Lord of Vaikuntha.
此时呢 ，Narada Muni 呢恰好就来了。他跟 Gopa Kumar 呢是一种朋友的关系，他就给他讲了有关于 Vaikuntha 的关于作为主的仆人的荣耀。
So Narada Muni was describing to Gop Kumar that the Lord of Vaikuntha is not different from Lord Krishna, Madan Gopal.
Narada Muni 向他描述说Vaikuntha 之主 Narayana 和Madana Gopal 没有区别。
And Narada Muni also went on to describe about the consort of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and he described all her glories.
进而他又进一步描述了白昆特之主的伴侣的荣耀，以及他的伴侣是幸运女神。
And while he was describing about Lakshmi, he also went on to describe about some of the different other potencies or energies of the Lord, the expansions of Lakshmi, like Maya.
与此同时，他也描述了 Lakshmi 的主的其他的能量以及其他的力量，他们都是 Lakshmi 的扩展。比如说 Maya
generates a material creation, and she moves like a shadow under the control of the Supreme Lord.
在至尊主的控制之下，玛雅发起了物质的创造，它就是像主的影，它就像主的影子一样移动。
So she has the power to create the material world where the jivas enjoy their material life or suffer their material life.
她拥有创造物质世界的力量，在这个物质世界，生物体根据他们的活动享受或者受苦。
All the illusions of the material world are created by her.
他又如何创造了这个世界的幻想？
And she creates the ignorance and the bondage.And she also arranges for the liberation for the living entity.
Maya 创造了为生物体创造了无知束缚，她也为他们创造了解脱。
But when the soul becomes self-realized, when we understand our spiritual identity, then we become free from Maya.
当灵魂达到自我觉悟的时候，他们觉悟到自己的灵性身份，此时他们便摆脱了玛雅。
So Maya is like the shadow of the spiritual energy of the Supreme.
Maya 就好像至尊主的灵性能量的影子。
When Gop Kumar was traveling earlier, he had gone through the different coverings of the universe.
Gopa Kumar 在此之前的旅行当中，他穿越了这个物质宇宙的种种覆盖层。
So at that time when he was traveling through the universe, he came to the eighth covering.And in the eighth covering, he met Maya.
在此之前，他穿越了这个物质宇宙的八个覆盖。在此过程当中，他遇见了 Maya.
So, although it's Maya, she arranges for all the changes which take place in the material world. She never changes.
虽然玛雅安排了物质世界的种种变化，但是她自身却从不变化。
So she's the cause of change.
玛雅是种种变化的根源。
But she never changes.
但她自身从不变化。
So when Gop Kumar came there in the eighth covering of the universe, he visited Maya.
当 Gopa Kumar 他旅行到了宇宙的第八个覆盖层的时候，他遇见了 Maya.
So at that time, Maya introduced herself to Gop Kumar. She told about her position and what she can do.
那个时候，玛雅就向戈帕库马尔做了自我介绍，讲述了他的地位以及他的所作所为。
Yeah, she described herself as being she's not different from the spiritual energy of Krishna.
她自我介绍说，她与 Krishna 的灵性能量毫无二致。
And she told Gop Kumar, if you want devotion to Vishnu, you should be kind and worship me.
她告诉 Gop Kumar, 如果你想获得对 Vishnu 的奉爱，那你就应该好心的崇拜我。
Yeah, Maya said, I am his maidservant, I am his sister, and I am his energy.
玛雅说：“我是 Vishnu 的女仆，我是他的妹妹，我也是他的能量。
”And I can give you devotion.
我也可以赐予你奉爱。
So if we actually want to get liberation and devotional service, we have to transcend Maya.
倘若我们希望获得解脱，获得奉爱服务。我们必须要超越玛雅。
She has created the whole material universe, just like a magician can do tricks. She created this whole material world.
她创造了，她就像一个魔术师可以变戏法一样，创造了整个物质世界。
But,Whatever she creates, it appears to be real.
然而，她所做的所有创造，表面上看似真实。
Just like yogis, like Kardama Muni, he could create a wonderful mansion which could fly through space and go to many different planets.
像卡达曼穆尼这样的瑜伽师，可以凭空创造出高楼大厦、宫殿，在外太空中飞行，可以飞行到各个星际。
So whatever comes from the Lord's energy is real, because it stays for some time. It's not eternal, but it's real.
无论从主的能量创造出流演出是什么，那是真实的。即便它只是停留短暂的期间，但它却是真实。
Just like magicians, it's not like magicians. Magicians they do some illusion, but that's not real.
这并不像。那些魔术，那些魔术只是幻象而已，但是这些创造却是真实的。
But the power of the yogis and powers of mantras, they're actually real.
然而，那些瑜伽师的力量，那些 mantra 的力量却是真实的。
And you get even some special stones which can also create things.
有一些特殊的宝石也可以创造。
So these things, they're not eternal, but they exist for some time. They can last for a long time.
所以这些创造，它们可以停留驻足短暂的期间，但他们却不能保持永恒。
So then Narada Muni said, Lord Krishna gives the fruit of all work. We enjoy work by the grace of Krishna. The results of all of our work are given by Krishna.
南儿的穆尼说，我们活动的结果实际上是 Krishna 赐予的。
And whatever, go ahead.
我们享受这些结果。
Whatever his energy creates, it's real. And it's eternal. It's not illusion.
他的能量所创造的一切呢，它是真实的。它即便虽然不是永恒的，但它们也不是幻象。
So Narada Muni is coming to the, you know, the main point of his talk to Gopkumar is to bring him to understand the position of Lord Krishna.
Narada Muni 跟 Gopakumar 的谈话的要点是让他理解主 Krishna 的地位。
Lord Krishna is the greatest of all the forms of the Supreme Lord.
主 Krishna 是至尊主种种形象的最高的一位。
So Narada Muni tells Gopkumar that the incarnations of Krishna are not different from him.
Narada Muni 又继续说道，主 Krishna 的化身跟他并没有区别。
Just like Krishna is eternal, then so are all the incarnations of Krishna. They are also eternal.
正像 Krishna 是永恒的， Krishna 的种种化身跟他一样也是永恒的。
So Narada Muni is saying that the avatars of Krishna are all they're real and they're eternal, just like Krishna.
那的穆尼说道，就 Krishna 的种种的 avatar 化身，他们都是真实永恒的，像 Krishna 本人一样。
And Krishna is the source of all the incarnations.
Krishna 是所有化身的源泉。
He is always the supreme.
他永远是至高无上的。
So Krishna is the Lord of Goloka, and so he has very special qualities more than all of the other incarnations.
Krishna 是 Goloka 之主，他拥有特殊的品质。这些品质超过了其他化身。
So Krishna is described as Bhagavan. He has all the opulences.
主 Krishna 被描述为是 Bhagavan, 他拥有一切富裕。
But Krishna is different from Narayan.A little, there's a subtle difference between Krishna and Narayan.
Do Krishna 和 Do Narayan 有一些轻微的区别？
Because Krishna can come, he can come and he can appear in this material world himself, and he can show his special qualities.
因为主 Krishna 可以亲自来到这个物质世界，展示他独特、独一无二的品质。
Of course, these special qualities of Krishna are known only to those people who have love of God, who have the prem, who have the love of God.
Krishna 这些独一无二的品质，只被那些拥有 prem。拥有神爱的人所了解。
So sometimes people have difficulty to understand how Krishna can be greater than Narayan.
有的人很难理解主 Krishna 怎么能够比主 Narayan 还要伟大呢？
Because in the Vedas, Narayan is also described to be the source of all incarnations.
在韦达经中描述到 Narayana 也是所有化身的源泉。
So how can Krishna be greater than Narayan?
Krishna 怎么能又比主 Narayan 还要伟大？
And one of the reasons is when Krishna comes to this world, he shows very special sweet qualities that attract everyone.
其中一个原因是就 Krishna 来到物质世界的时候，他展示出特殊的甜美的品质，能够吸引每一个生物。
Now, one difference between Krishna and Narayan is that Lord Narayan, he is not an avatar, but he is the source of he doesn't come into this material world. He sends different avatars, he sends different personalities to appear in the world, but he doesn't come himself.
Krishna 和 Narayan 的一个区别就是，虽然 Narayan 呢是所有化身 avatar 的源泉，但是他本人并不来到这个物质世界，他只是派遣他的 avatar 化身前来，或者派遣那些人物来，他自己并不亲身到来。
But Krishna, he comes into this. He not only is he the, not only does Krishna send others to appear in this world, but he also comes himself.
但是 Krishna 他不仅仅派遣别人来到物质世界，他本人也亲自来到物质世界。
So when he comes into this world, his pastimes are very sweet and loving.
所以当他来到这个物质世界的时候，他的逍遥时光是既甜美而又充满爱意。
And when he's in the spiritual world,He's the controller, the supreme controller, and he sends people to, he sends different forms of the, different expansions, different incarnations, they come into this world under his direction.
而他在灵性世界的时候，他是至高无上的控制者，他会派遣各个化身，各个扩展前来指导着他们，指挥着他们来到物质世界。
Even when Krishna kills the demons, Krishna's enemies, when he kills them, they get a lot of mercy. They get very special mercy from Krishna.
即便当他杀死那些敌人，杀死那些恶魔的时候，他们这些恶魔也得到了他的特殊仁慈。
And when Krishna kills or defeats the demons, he does it, he will do it in a very attractive, wonderful way.
而当 Krishna 杀死敌人，杀死恶魔的时候，他是以非常奇妙的、吸引人的方式，杀死他们的。
And then Krishna also has special ways of reciprocating with his pure devotees who have surrendered to him.
而且 Krishna 也以一种特殊的方式来回报那些臣服他的纯粹奉献者。
Krishna will do things like share his meal, share his food with his devotees, with his friends.
Krishna 会跟他的朋友分享他的午餐。
He will relax with them.
而且他会跟他们，跟他的朋友们一起放松休息。
And they will sometimes Krishna will play his flute for the pleasure.
有时候他还为了让他们开心快乐而吹奏笛子。
And he dances the Rasa Lila with them.
他还跟他们一起大跳 Rasa 之舞。
In this way, Krishna.And arranging so many ways for his devotees to enjoy with him.
就这样，主 Krishna 以种种的方式安排他的奉献者跟自己一起享受。
So different devotees, they will serve Krishna in different ways according to their own mood.
因此，不同的奉献者是根据他们各自的心态，以不同的方式，跟他在交往。
So some devotees serve Krishna in a directly, and some serve him from a distance, from afar.
有些奉献者是直接的服务他，而有些奉献者呢是在远处。来服务他。
But each devotee is fully happy and satisfied with their situation and their relationship with Krishna.
但是，这些奉献者在他们各自与 Krishna 的关系当中都感到快乐满足。
Different devotees will worship the Lord in different ways.So they get different results.
不同的奉献者以不同的方式崇拜着他，因此也会得到不同的结果。
But everybody's always fully satisfied with whatever results they get.
但是人每一个生物都对他们所获得的结果感到心满意足。
So somebody may say, well, why doesn't Krishna give the same happiness to all of his devotees?
有人会问，为什么主 Krishna 给予他的所有奉献者同样的快乐呢？
But different devotees have different moods.
然而，不同的奉献者是拥有不同的心绪啊。
So, according to each devotee's desire, they get what they're desiring. Krishna knows their mind, Krishna understands their mood, and Krishna arranges for that.
不同的奉献者有不同的心愿，根据他们各自的心态，主 Krishna 做出相应的安排。
Krishna provides everything the devotee wants.
Krishna 为他奉献者提供了一切所需。
And this allows Krishna's pastimes to appear in many different ways, in different varieties.
这就允许主 Krishna 的消时光以不同的方式丰富多彩地呈现出来。
So his pastimes attract devotees in different ways.
因此，他的逍遥时光就以种种方式吸引了奉献者的心意。
So somebody may think, well, why doesn't he give the best happiness, the highest happiness to everyone?
有的人可能会提出这样的疑惑：为什么他给每一个生物体最高的快乐呢？
Well, he could if he wanted to, but he decides instead to respond to every individual taste. People get what they want.
嗯 ，sorry, I didn't quite catch the meaning of the last sentence. He could have arranged.
Yeah, he can give them if they, you know, he could give everybody the highest happiness.He could award to everyone the highest happiness if he wanted to.
如果别人想要的话，他本来是可以给予他们、赐予他们最高流的快乐。
But Krishna didn't decide to do that. He decided not to do that.
但是 Krishna 决定不这么做。
He decided to give everybody.What they want, what is their taste, their own taste.
他给予的是每个人所希望的，是按照他们各自的品味来给予他们想要的。
So this is Krishna's Leela, for Krishna's own Leela.
所以这就是 Krishna 的逍遥时光，是为了他自己的逍遥时光，他怎么去做的？
We cannot understand Krishna with our limited mind and senses.
我们以自己有限的心意、有限的感官，无法明白 Krishna。
But because Krishna did like this, we can see so much variety, so many different ways of enjoyment.
正因为 Krishna 这样做的，所以我们可以看到有这么多的丰富多彩的品种类以及各式各样的享受。
And we see how Krishna is perfect and complete. Everything is there in all different varieties.
我们看到在这些种色彩缤纷的种类，不同的种类当中， Krishna 是既完美又完整的，它是一切。
So although it appears that some devotees are higher and some devotees are lower, there's no bad feeling between the devotees.
虽然表面上好显得有的奉献者是更高级，有的奉献者相对较低级，但是在他们之间彼此之间没有任何的恶意。
And nobody is envious of another, and there's no bad feeling between them.
他们彼此并没有任何嫉妒心，他们彼此之间也没有任何的不好的感受。
Every devotee has his own nature.
因为每个奉献者都有他们的本性。
And if by following his own nature, they feel happy.
他们按照各自的本性去活动，他们就会感到很快乐。
So Krishna, naturally, he doesn't behave the same with every devotee. He behaves with different devotees in different ways.
所以主 Krishna 他自然而然的并不是跟不同的奉献者都也有同样的交流，他是以不同的方式跟不同的奉献者进行不同的交流。
So this is the difference between the material world and the spiritual world.
这就是物质世界与灵性世界的区别。
In the material world, even in the heavenly planets,There's always some kind of problem. There's conflicts and envy.
物质世界的天堂也存在着问题，也存在着矛盾，存在着嫉妒心。
But in the spiritual world, where the Supreme Lord and his devotees are dealing, there's none of these things. There's no jealousy. There's no competition. No rivalry.
但是在至尊主与奉献者之间的交流当中，奉献者之间并不存在嫉妒、竞争，还有恶意。
And there's no bitterness or false pride. There's no bad thing, bad qualities. Everything is good.
他们的心里不会心怀恨意，也没有虚荣心，他们没有任何坏的品质，一切都是好的。
Everybody's friendly to one another. There's no envy.
每个生物彼此之间都是友好相处。
Everybody follows their natural interest.
每个生物体都是按照他们天然的兴趣在活动着。
So because they're all pure devotees, they all have spiritual bodies, they all have forms of eternity, knowledge and bliss.
因为他们都是纯粹的奉献者，他们都拥有着灵性的身体，拥有着永恒知识。和极乐的身体。
So They're not interested in this the lower happiness of the material world. It doesn't have any attraction for them.
对于物质世界那些低等的享乐，他们没有丝毫的兴趣。
In the material world, because of ignorance, people always think about sense gratification.
在物质世界，由于无知，生物在想着念念不离感官享乐。
And even you've got Mayavadi sannyasis, impersonalists who've renounced the world, they are trying to find their happiness and liberation.
那些 Mayavadi sannyasi 假象中的托钵僧非人格主义者，他们试图弃绝这个世界，他们试图从解脱当中获得快乐。
But they find it very difficult to ever get any happiness from that.
但是他们从解脱也发现很难获得什么快乐。
So both the materialists.And the impersonalists, they don't know the real spiritual nature.
无论那些物质主义者也好，非人格主义者也罢，他们都对自己的灵性本质一无所知。
One who is actually knows itself, knows his real self, is never attracted to material pleasure.
一个对真实的自我了解真实自我的生物人，他们对物质的快乐没有丝毫兴趣。
Because he's experiencing transcendental pleasure in the service of Krishna.
因为他从对 Krishna 的服务当中感受到超然的极乐。
So this idea that one devotee is higher than another, this is only.This is only imagined that we are thinking, oh, this person's service is more important than that person's service.
So, 认为一个奉献者要比另外一个奉献者要更高级、更优越的想法，只是一种想象，他只是在。想象着一种服务要比另外一种服务更重要。
One devotee may be feeling happiness from his relationship with the Lord, but every devotee feels happiness in their relationship with the Lord.
一位奉献者可能会都在他们各自与主的关系当中呢，感受到快乐。
So there's no question of higher and lower. Everybody is equal in terms of devotional service.
所以从奉爱服务的角度来说，并不存在高低之分，一切是平等的。
Just like.Somebody's doing hearing and chanting. Somebody else is engaged in services directly to the Lord, like maybe they're a personal servant to the Lord.
比如说有的奉献者在从事着聆听唱诵的服务，而有的呢是直接在服务着主，有的是主的私人的仆人。
Somebody may massage the lotus feet of the Lord, and somebody else is taking and dressing the hair of the Lord.
有的是在按摩主的莲花足，有的呢是在为主做各种各样的发型。
Somebody else is the doorkeeper, but everybody's getting some happiness from his own service.
而有的奉献者是充当守门人，但是每一个奉献者都感到快乐。
So we may think, oh, there's some rank, there's some level, you know, if one devotee is more important than another. We think like that here in the material world. But in the spiritual world, they don't think like that.
我们可能会以为在奉献者之间呢，还有一些级别，高低级别之分，有一些级别要高等，有一些级别要低级，有些要重要，但实际上这都是想象出来的，是只是物质世界的想法，在灵性世界是不存在这样的想法。
In the spiritual world, all the devotees are completely satisfied and happy.
在灵性世界，所有的奉献者都是既快乐又满足的。
Now, among the people in Vaikuntha, there are different kinds of devotees.
在 Vaikuntha 的众多的生物体当中呢，奉献者是分成不同的种类。
Some of them are eternal associates of Lord Krishna.
其中有一些是主的永恒的同游。
Right. And, but others, they've just come to Vaikuntha by the mercy of the Lord. So they're just entering the Vaikuntha.
而其他的呢，是由于主的仁慈，是刚刚来到外昆特的。
So we want to understand that, because we may think, oh, all the devotees are the same, but there are some differences between the devotees.
最要明白的就是，我们以为奉献者可能都是一样的，但是奉献者还是有差别的。
Some of them have always been there. People like Anantashesha, Garuda, they've always been there in the Vaikuntha.
有些奉献者是永恒的在 Vaikuntha 的，像 Anantashesha。Garuda, 他们永恒的都是在灵性世界。
But you've got other devotees who have just come from the material world.
还有一些别的奉献者是刚刚从物质世界上升到Vaikuntha的。
People like Bharat Maharaj and Priyavrata and Jaya and Vijaya.
比如说 Bharat Maharaj, Priyavrata, Jaya, Vijaya.
They've just come from the material world and they've come to Vaikuntha to become associates of the Lord. They just recently came there.
他们是刚刚的从物质世界来到 Vaikuntha 成为主的同游的。
So, although everybody is equal, still there are some differences.
虽然人人都是平等的，但仍然有一些区别。
Some devotees serve the Lord from a distance, and some serve Him very closely.Very intimately.
有些奉献者是在远距离服务着主，而有些是在近距离非常亲密的做着服务。
Some different, so we see different qualities among the service of the devotees.
所以我们看到在奉献者的服务当中呢，有不同的品质。
So everybody enjoys the ecstasy of worshipping the Lord, but there are some differences.
虽然人人在享受着崇拜主的极乐，但是仍然还是有区别存在着。
Just like sometimes the Lord of Vaikuntha will go to the material world. He will appear in the material world. He will incarnate. So at that time he may take some devotees with him, some special devotees to get to accompany him.
比如说，外坤的之主有的时候呢会化身前往物质世界，此时呢他会带着一些奉献者陪同他一同去物质世界。
So we should understand that there's no real difference in what a person achieves in their devotional service.
所以我们要理解，人们在奉献服务当中，他们的成就，从他们奉献服务的成就的角度来看，是没有什么区别的。
But there's difference in the services which they do.
但是他们的服务是千差万别。
So all the devotees are equal to the Lord in the sense that they're being eternal, but still there's a difference between the Lord and the devotees, because the Lord is the one who's being served, and the devotees are the servants.
虽然奉献者是平等的，但是在主和奉献者之间是有区别的，主是被服务的对象，而奉献者是仆人。
So that difference between the Lord and his servants, that is eternal and that is real.
因此，主和仆人之间的区别，这是永恒的，也是真实的。
So some devotees who have just come to Vaikuntha, we can understand they cannot be equal to the Lord. They must be lower. They must be inferior or less than the Lord.
因此，那些刚刚到达 Vaikuntha 的奉献者，他们和主之间是不存在平等的问题的。他们的地位要低于主。
But what about the devotees like Anantashesha and Garuda, who are eternal associates of the Lord, who always reside there in the Vaikuntha? Are they also less than the Lord? Shouldn't they be equal to the Lord?
但是像 Anantashesha, Garuda 这样的永恒的同游，他们和主之间的区别，是怎么样的呢？他们是不是地位要低于主？他们不是跟主平等的呢？
So we have to understand the Lord is always the Lord. He's the one to be served. And the living entities are always subordinate. They're always the servants eternally.
因此我们必须要明白，主永恒的是被服侍的对象，而其他的奉献者，他们只是处在从属的地位上，他们永恒的是仆人的地位。
Even though the spiritual world, all the devotees have a body of eternity, knowledge and bliss, just like the Lord, but still they're not equal to the Lord.
即便在灵性世界，所有的生物体都拥有着一具永恒知识极乐的躯体，但是他们的躯体虽然跟主一样都是永恒充满着知识快乐的，但是他们跟主并不是平等的。
Krishna has this inconceivable power that attracts the devotees to want to worship him.
是呢，拥有不可思议的力量，吸引着奉献者去崇拜他。
And devotees always think of themselves as servants at the lotus feet of the Lord.
而奉献者们总是把自己当作主的莲花足下的仆人。
Even though they may have been in the spiritual world eternally, like Garuda and Anantashesha, but they only know the mood of being the servant. And they're happy to be the servant.
像 Garuda, Anantashesha 这样的奉献者虽然永恒的是处在灵性世界，但是他们是怀着仆人的心态，他们对此感到非常快乐。
So that's the power of devotional service is inconceivable.
这就是奉爱服务的力量，它是不可思议的。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Good day. 刚才好像Guru掉线了。Hare Krishna. Guru好像掉线了。我们挂断，重新等咕噜呼一下吧。
好的。
嗯。Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna。Guru Maharaj。我们听不到啊。We can't hear you. Good day. What's going on?
The microphone, 这个问题，不知道怎么办呢？
哦，现在可以了，现在你改成用手机了是吗？
这个是我用手机说话。
哦哦哦，那现在可以了，等一下，我把那个 Guru Mani Madaji 呼上来。
啊哈。Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Good day. 我告诉他。啊，他好了。他来了。Hare Krishna. Guru Mani Madaji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
好的，好的。OK.
Okay. So, we were speaking about how Krishna's devotees have so much attraction for his service.
我们刚才讲的是，主的奉献者对于做奉献服务是，非常受到奉献服务所吸引的。
They just want to do devotional service. They're so attracted to devotional service.
他们只想从事奉献服务，因为奉献服务是这么有吸引力。
But it's inconceivable how this, why we have this desire, that why it's so attractive. It's beyond power to understand.
但是这件事是非常的不可思议的。为什么奉献服务如此有吸引力？这是让人是无法理解的。
So there's always, we should understand. There's always this position that the Lord is the master, and devotees are his servant, and the servants never become, never, and they never want to become the master.
我们必须要明白。主的地位，他永远是主人的地位，而奉献者是永远是仆人的地位，他们永远不想当主人。
And it's the same with Krishna's different incarnations. They are not different from Krishna. They are also forms of eternity knowledge and bliss.
主的Krishna 的化身也是一样的。他们跟 Krishna 没有差别，他们拥有的是永恒之事和极乐的形象。
But although Krishna is not different from them, but still there's some special distinctions between him and them.
虽然 Krishna 和他的各个化身之间没有差别，没有区别。但是他们之间仍然有一些特殊的差别。
Because Krishna is the source of all of these expansions and incarnations. They come from him.
因为 Krishna 是所有扩展、所有化身的源头，他们都源于 Krishna.
And Krishna has his own very special, sweet qualities.
Krishna 拥有特殊的甜美的品质。
And that sweetness is not there in Lord Narayan or any of the other expansions or incarnations.
在主 Narayan 呢，或者是 Krishna 任何的扩展化身的身上，都找不到像 Krishna 这样特殊的甜美品质。
So it's natural that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, that he is the supreme.
所以自然而然的 ，Krishna 是至尊性格神首，他是至高无上的。
So all the scriptures they give evidence of these facts to show the qualities, the very special qualities of Lord Krishna.
所有经典对这个事实都给出了证据，证明 Krishna 拥有特殊的品质。
So when the living entities are fortunate to go to associate with Krishna in his own abode, then they can understand all this.
当生物体有幸能够去主的居所跟主。亲身联谊的时候就能明白这一切。
And they can see how Krishna is so much greater than they are.
他们可以看到 Krishna 是比他们要伟大的多。
When they see the beauty of Krishna, and when they see how he has very special appreciation for his devotees. He has so many wonderful qualities.
他们看到 Krishna 的美丽。Krishna 他的独一无二，以及他对奉献者的欣赏。 它的品质是那么奇妙。
So in this way, they feel they can understand, they can realize exactly why Krishna is so great, how he is the supreme, and he's above everyone.
以这种方式，他们就能够觉悟，能够理解到 Krishna 是最伟大的，是至高无上的，他超越了所有的化身，所有的扩展。
So Krishna is not just simply Brahman. All the devotees, all the associates of Krishna are Brahman. But Krishna is not just Brahman. He is the supreme Brahman.
虽然 Krishna 的所有的同游、仆人、奉献者都是 Brahman， 但是 Krishna 是至尊 Brahman.
So as pure devotees, some people may say.Pure devotees, they should be understood to be on the same level as Krishna.
'Some says that pure devotees should understand.
Yeah, some people think that the pure devotees are also like Krishna. They're just the same as Krishna. Oh.
有些人他们以为纯粹的奉献者应当跟 Krishna 一样。
So, the pure devotees like Anantha Shesha and Garuda, they are one with him in quality, but different in quantity.
像 Anantha Shesha 和 Garuda 这样的纯粹奉献者，他们在品质上跟主是一样的，但是在数量上。却跟主不同。
Yogis and Gyanis, they may be liberated, but the devotees are super liberated.
瑜伽师、刘比还有思辨家 Gyani, 他们可能是已经解脱了的，但是奉献者，他们是超级解脱了。
Because they take part in the special mood of.Devotional service to the Lord.
因为他们参与了对主的奉献服务的特殊的品质。
Okay, so we'll stop here.
好，我们讲课部分就到此。The first questions from Pancha Tattva Dasa.顶拜玛拉者和奉献者，初级奉献者、中级奉献者、高级奉献者是物质世界的分别心，在灵性世界没有分别吗 ？Obeisance to Maharaj and devotees. Yes. So there are neophyte devotees. Madhyatma devotee, Uttama devotees, and this is to be distinguished in material world. So there's no such difference in the spiritual world, right?
Right.
是的，就是初级奉献者、中级奉献者和高级奉献者，只是在物质世界是这样划分的，在灵性世界是不存在初中高的划分。
In the spiritual world, they're all pure devotees.
在灵性世界，他们全部都是纯粹的奉献者。
But we heard some devotees have always been there. They're nitya, the eternally liberated souls. And others have just come there by the mercy of the Lord.
但是我们在讲课当中听到有的奉献者是永恒的处在灵性世界，是 Nitya， 就是他们永恒的在那里，而有的奉献者呢，是凭着主的仁慈，刚刚去了灵性世界。
So there are some differences there, like they will know, you know, this devotee, oh, this, he's been there, he's the Lord's, you know, Garuda, and Ananta Shesha, they're very senior, they've been there all the time serving the Lord. And someone else, they've just come.
So, this is different. 奉献者也知道这一点，他们知道哦，像 Garuda Ananda Shisha 这样的都是年长资深的奉献者，他们一直都是在灵性世界，在那里从事着仆人的服务。
But to go to the spiritual world, they have to. There's no envy. They won't take any envy. They won't have any bitterness or. Everyone is.Completely happy to be there and to be serving the Lord.
然而，在灵性的世界是不存在嫉妒心，也不存在恨意的。在灵性世界，奉献者都是快乐的，他们对于做主的仆人都是感到心满意足和快乐的。
Yeah.You know, just like Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was here, there were some devotees who were very close with Prabhupada, who were with Prabhupada and traveling with Prabhupada and serving Prabhupada.
就像当Srila Prabhupada在世的时候，有些奉献者跟Srila Prabhupada的关系非常亲密的，他们跟Prabhupada一起旅行，亲身的服务Prabhupada。
But all the devotees were happy to be there with Prabhupada.
然而，所有的奉献者因为能够和 Prabhupada 在一起，都感到很快乐、满足。
We just understood certain devotees have got some special qualification. They get some special mercy from Prabhupada.
需要明白的是一点是，有些奉献者。他们得到了 Prabhupada 的特殊的仁慈，他们拥有特殊的品质。
And others, you know, we have a mood, we'd rather just see Prabhupada from a distance. We don't want to get too close.
而别的奉献者宁愿，就是从远处去看见，能够看见 Prabhupada, 他们也并不想，靠得很近。
Because we think I'm not qualified to get too close to Prabhupada, so just happy just to be there.
因为我觉得我没有资格靠近 Prabhupada, 我只要在能够在现场就已经很快乐了。
Is there another question?
From the
Hare Krishna, good day. 我有一个问题，就是刚才说到纯粹的奉献者在灵性世界，就是没有，就是只是服务上的不同。那他们的这个不同的服务，他们展示的这种不同的品质是。就是这个品质的不同的比例的展示是怎么展示的呢？就是为什么就是每个人的不同是根据他们自己的愿望吗
？Well, it's according to their own ability. You know, some persons they're particularly good. Just like Prabhupada wants a massage.So he liked a strong massage. So the massage had to be given by somebody who is powerful and physically strong. And then Prabhupada would feel happy with the massage. He didn't like the massage to be too soft. He liked it to be very, you know, vigorating, heavy massage. And then,
这是根据
Go ahead.
根据他们的能力。按照他们各自的能力，比如说，当时的帕巴德他接受按摩的时候，他是希望一个身强力壮的，有着很 由着体力的奉献者来给他按摩，这时候他会就感觉到很快乐。他不希望那个按摩是非常轻柔的，他希望给予他的按摩是非常有活的，充满活力的，是非常的有力量的，有力度的。
And somebody is good at cooking. Somebody has a particular ability, you know, very expert in cooking. Not everybody is very good in cooking. Some people really like to cook nicely and, you know, they're really into how to cook. And other people, they don't like this at all. They have a different nature.
再比如说像烹饪，有的奉献者就很有这个很擅长烹饪，他们就是非常的专注于怎么做很好吃好吃的，他们会很好的来准备，好好的做一顿饭。但是换一个人呢，他就不喜欢烹饪，因为他的本性就不喜欢烹饪。
So we have to understand different people's natures and people have to be engaged according to their propensity.
所以我们就要明白不同的人他们有他们的天性本性不一样，要按照他们的天性让他们从事各自的服务。
Does this answer Sati's question?
这个回答了您的问题了吗 ,Sati?
Good day. 我就是想问这个每个人的这个不同的本性它是怎么形成的呢？
She would like to know. Different people have different nature, so
how?
How? Yeah, how to form?
Because we're all individuals, right? Everyone's an individual and we have our own different karmas from the past. We have different karmas.
We all have different karmas.
We have different bodies. Somebody's got a strong body, somebody's got a weak body, somebody's got a body that likes to eat, somebody's got a body that doesn't like to eat.
就不同的躯体也不同的类型，有的身强力壮，有的比较虚弱，有的人的躯体呢，他就是喜欢吃东西，有的人的躯体就是不爱吃东西，厌食。
但是就是我回到灵性世界之后，不同的这个个体灵魂，它不也是展现出不同的这种本性吗？然后以不同的方式服务奎师那吗
？Well, we're always individuals, right? We're always an individual eternally, and we see in the spiritual world there are different rasas.
我们都是个体，永恒的个体。我们看到在灵性世界也有不同的 rasa。
So somebody has that. You know, it's not that everybody's going to be the same. There's going to be variety, and that variety we're hearing, Krishna allows. He arranges this variety because it that makes him more complete.
需要有这种差别，有这些种类的色彩，分成的种类，不同种类是 Krishna 安排的，这样使得 Krishna 变得是完整的、完美的。
好的，好的。
Krishna likes to enjoy, and he gets enjoyment from variety.
Krishna 喜欢享受享乐， Krishna 是从有这些的不同的种类当中得到的享受。
So he arranges that everybody can come with the, in their own, and bring their own particular natures there to the spiritual world.
这是 Krishna 安排，就是每个灵魂都可以带着他们特定的天性去灵性世界。
Of course, in the spiritual world, it's not the karma. It's not due to karma.
在灵性世界，这就不是源于他们各自的 karma 了。
But it's due to their own particular desire, the mood in which they have to want to serve Krishna.
这是源于他们特定的愿望，他们想以什么样的心态来服务 Krishna。
So we have to understand everyone's an individual eternally. And in, as individuals, we have particular natures, even in the spiritual world. And that nature is not just due to karma. When we go to the spiritual world, it is just due to our own particular mood that we have to want to, and how we want to serve Krishna.
我们都是永恒的个体。都有着特殊的本性，在灵性世界呢，这并不是源于我们各自的 karma， 而是源于我们想以什么样的心态来服务 Krishna。
好的，古代理解了，谢谢你。
Okay.
好，我们开始
还有问题吗？
对，还有好几个问题呢。
下一个问题是Hare Krishna 他问顶拜咕噜一次启迪和二次启迪的区别是什么怎样有资格获得二次启迪
OK So the difference between the first and the second initiation is The first initiation The guru gives you the japa beads A spiritual name And you make your vowsThat you're going to chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds and follow four principles.
他们区别就是一次启迪的时候 ,Guru 给予门徒一串 Japa beads 念珠并且给予门徒一个灵性的名字门徒要发誓每天念诵16圈遵守四项规范原则。
The second initiation is given...You get the Gayatri Mantra to chant.
在二次启迪的时候呢，门徒被授予以 Gayatri Mantra 念，每天要念诵。
So second initiated devotees, they're expected to do things like worship the deity.
所以，二次启迪的奉献者呢？他们理应是崇拜神像。
They are also maybe asked to give class sometimes.
有的时候呢，也许他们应该讲课。
And they are expected to show a high standard in their devotional service.
他们应当在本身的奉爱服务当中展示出更高的标准水准。
They have to follow.Very strictly, all the principles.
他们应当非常严格地遵守所有规范原则。
So, what is the qualification to get second initiation?
Yes. How?
The qualification is that you have to show to the spiritual master.That you're very serious about Krishna consciousness.
这个资格就是你要向 Guru 表明你在 Krishna 知觉当中是非常的真诚的、认真的。
That you're ready to help the spiritual master in distributing Krishna consciousness, to introduce it to other people.
你这 并且已经做好了准备，帮助灵性导师派发 Krishna 之觉，把 Krishna 之觉介绍给别人。
And you should be willing to do more service.
而且愿意从事更多的服务。
It may be in the kitchen, or it may be cooking and maybe serving the deities.
可能是做更多的厨房服务，可能是从事更多的服务神像。
Or maybe giving classes.
可能是做更多的讲课。
So when you're ready to do more service, when you're ready to take on more responsibility, then spiritual master may consider if you're qualified to get second initiation.
所以当你已经当奉献者已经做好准备来承担更多的服务或者是承担起更多的责任的时候，灵性导师他就可以考虑是不是这个门徒有资格获得二次启迪了。
The first initiation is the most important because the first initiation connects us to Krishna and chanting the holy name.And the disciplic succession.
第一次启迪是最重要的，因为一次启迪将门徒和 Krishna 联系在一起，跟圣明联系在一起，跟使徒传系联系在一起。
Yeah. And the second initiation, Gayatri Mantra, that just takes us to the Brahman.
而二次启迪，这个获得了 Gayatri Mantra， 只能够帮助我们 ，can only help us to attain Brahman。
Yeah。
只能帮助我们达到 Brahman 梵。
But the second initiation completes the process of initiation。
但是，二次启迪让。启迪的程序变得完美和完整。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个 Veda Bhati Devadasi， 怎样才有仆人的心态去做奉爱服务
？Well, we have to be very humble.
我们需要非常谦卑。
We are willing to do whatever the master orders.
愿意按照主人的训示去做。
Without argument, we accept the instruction.
毫不争执地去接受主人的训示。
And we will, try to serve to the best of our ability.
按照我们的能力去尽可能的服务。
We think of ourselves as the servant of the servant of many times the servant, an insignificant servant.
许多遍的仆人的仆人是微不足道的仆人。
下一个问题。
Chandra Lasini David Dasi， 我们的能力也是 Krishna 给的，这个本性和能力也是来自 Krishna 吗？
Everything comes from Krishna.
一切源于 Krishna.
But it's up to us how we use what Krishna gives us.
但是如何运用 Krishna 给予我们的，这就取决于我们个人。
we have free will. Krishna doesn't force us. He gives us that free will.
我们拥有自由意志， Krishna 不会强迫我们。这个自由意志是 Krishna 给予的。
How do you want to serve Krishna?
你想如何去服务 Krishna 呢？
Of course, in the material world, because we've had birth, we've taken birth many times, so there are impressions from the previous life which are there on our heart.
因为我们在物质世界已经出生许多次了。所以就在我们的心意里的就还烙印着前世的种种的印象。
So these impressions cause us to act in different ways and to have interests in different things.
这些深深烙下的印记呢，就使我们以不同的各自的方式在活动，引导致我们拥有不同的兴趣。
Someone has impressions which attract him to read books like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And that's a very fortunate soul.
有些在留在心中的烙印呢，就使得我们特别有兴趣于阅读圣念薄伽瓦坛、薄伽梵歌这样的书籍，乐此不疲。这样的是非常幸运的灵魂。
They may have had connection with these books in the past life, in the previous life.
他们可能在前世就跟这些书籍已经有联系了。
But we have also our spiritual nature, because originally we're all from the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, we had a position and we had a service.
我们也有灵性的本天性本性，因为我们原初都是从灵性世界来的，我们在灵性世界都有各自的地位，也有各自的服务。
Our spiritual body had a particular nature. According to the type of body we had in the spiritual world, we were doing particular activities and services.
我们的灵性的躯体也有不同的本性，所以这就让我们在灵性世界呢，也有灵性的活动，灵性的服务。
But it's all coming from Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna.
但是这都是来源于 Krishna, 因为一切都来自 Krishna.
Okay, 下一个问题。
喜宝，顶拜 Guru 和奉献者老师们，请问 Guru, 您刚才说每个人应该发挥特长做服务，但是在 Krishna 之觉又那么强调 Prasada, 像我这样的大笨蛋不擅长厨房烹饪，能不能在烹饪方面就做一些简单的服务，把精力投入在其他容易的服务呢？You mentionedA business guru and devotee teachers. You mentioned in the class that everybody has to do service according to their ability, special ability. But in Krishna consciousness, we stress, we give a lot of importance on prasada. But I'm very incapable in terms of cooking in the kitchen.Can I do a little simple service in the cooking in terms of cooking and put more energy in other service that I'm capable of doing.
Yes, of course.
可以，当然可以。
Do what you're capable of doing.
只是去做您擅长的服务，有能力从事的服务。
But you should know something. Everybody should learn something. You should know a little cooking. You should learn something of it.
但是每个人都应该对于烹饪都略知一二。
Because it's a service to Krishna, and everyone likes, everybody has to eat. You have a material body, you have to eat. So you don't want to be dependent on others to cook for you.
但是烹饪是对 Krishna 的一项服务，因为有着物质躯体，所有人人都得吃饭。你不能依赖仰赖别人来为你做饭。The next one?
Yeah.
Sita Rani Devadasi, 清凉，顶拜 Gurudev, 顶拜奉献者们，恢复原本地位时，是在物质世界就可以面对面看到 Krishna 吗？是自己去灵性世界，还是 Krishna 来呢？如果是自己去灵性世界，天上一天，地上十年。十年没有过去啊。Obeisance to Gurudev, obeisance to devotees. You mentioned that we regain our original position. Does that mean that we can see Krishna face to face in the material world? Or...If we go to spiritual, does that mean that we go to spiritual world to see Krishna, or does that mean that Krishna will come here that we can see Krishna? If we after we go to spiritual world that we regain our spiritual nature, then.That will be a lot of time because one day in the heaven, one day in the heavenly realm, that means 10 years in the mundane world. Well, the first part of the question is that you mean the, regain our original position.Does that mean that we can see Krishna face to face in this material world?
Maybe. Some people do see Krishna face to face in this world, if you're qualified.
如果有资格的话，也许在物质世界就可以面对面看到 Krishna 了。
Krishna's everywhere, so you can see him here also.
Krishna 变成万有，在物质世界也可以看见 Krishna。
5,000 years ago, Krishna came here. People saw him.
5,000年前 ，Krishna 降临地球的时候，人们就面对面见到了 Krishna。
500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya was here. People saw Lord Chaitanya.
500年前，主 Chaitanya 降临世界，人们也面对面见到了他。
And even today, you can also see Krishna if you can attract him by your pure devotion. He may come to see you.
今天如果您凭借纯粹的奉爱吸引了 Krishna， Krishna 就可以来面对面的来看你。
What's the second part?
I think you have covered the question. That he mentioned that she mentioned that should we go to spiritual world to regain our original position? Then the next one.
Yeah.
Jaya Krishna, 梁谢奎，顶拜孤儿的莲花族，圣恩巴提塞丹塔，为什么念十亿次圣名 ？Jaya Krishna, obeisance to Guru.
Yeah, he took a vow to chant the holy name like that so many times because he wanted to purify his consciousness. He understood chanting of the holy name is a process in the Kali Yuga, and he wanted to devote his time to the chanting of the holy name.
他之所以念诵十亿次圣名，是净为了净化知觉，因为他知道在卡里年代念诵圣名是卡里年代的修习方法。他希望把时间都专注于念诵圣名上面。
And his spiritual master, Gorkhasur Das Babaji, he chanted the holy name, so he's following the example of his spiritual master.
他的灵性导师 Gorkhasur Das Babaji 就是专注于念诵圣名，因此他也追随自己灵性导师的榜样。
And he took the vow to chant the holy name in Mayapur. He came to the holy dam of Mayapur. Mayapur is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came to propagate the chanting of the holy name. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati considered it to be very important service to Lord Chaitanya to sit there and chant the holy name.
他是在玛雅普发誓念诵十亿次圣名的，因为主 Chaitanya 是降临于玛雅普来传播圣名，因此他认为坐在玛雅普唱诵圣名是对主 Chaitanya 的重要服务。
We could also say another reason why he chanted the holy name so much was to empower himself to go out.For the preaching work, which he did later on.
我们也可以说，他之所以念诵十一次圣名，是为了让自己充满了力量，能够之后来承担传播的使命。
OK， 下一个问题。
Hari Vam Hari Nama Gurudev， 请问我们怎么做才能培养出谦卑呢？谢谢顾明白。
Lord Chaitanya tells us that if we're going to be humble, we have to be tolerant like a tree.
主 Chaitanya 告诉我们，倘若我们希望变得谦卑，应当像大树那样宽容。
And offer all respects to others.
把所有的敬意都给别人。
And don't expect any respect for yourself.
不要期望别人尊敬自己，不要把荣誉都归功于自己。
Be eager to give service to others.
渴望服务他人。
We don't want to take service. We want to give service.
我们不希望 别人来服务我们，我们希望给予服务，都希望接受服务。
下一个问题。
Seva Hari Das， 顶拜 Guru， 奉献者没有崇拜三个女神，对自己奉爱服务有影响吗？
三个女神，三个女神，她们是什么？
嗯，那我哥问 Seva Hari Prabhu， 您指的三位女神具体是？哪三位女神？您可以在后面告诉我吗？Then we'll first answer the next question, and maybe we wait for Sevahari. 下一个手机 YY 新人，请问 Guru Maharaj， 我有一个好朋友是个女性。多年来没有遇到合适男友，他还看到周围结婚的朋友离婚、家暴、吵架，没有多少人婚姻快乐，但他又想有孩子，他打算去医院金库寻求帮助，得到一个孩子。这种情况，经典奉献者是怎么看待的？谢谢。
She wants to have a baby, but she doesn't have a husband or something. She goes to the hospital.
She planned to go to the hospital.
So what is our opinion about that?
Yes. From scripture and devotee.
Well...It's unnatural. First of all, the woman doesn't have a husband, she's going to bring up a child. How is she going to take care of the child when she's alone? Very difficult.
这种做法是不自然的。一个女性，她没有丈夫，她有了孩子，她怎么照顾呢？她是单身女性，单身妈妈，她怎么照顾孩子？
Maybe her other family members are going to help her, I don't know.
也许她的家庭成员会帮助她照顾，我也不知道。
But sometimes it happens, we do see ladies have babies, they don't have a husband, and they bring up the child.
有的时候现实当中有这样的现象，有的女性呢没有丈夫，然后她是单亲母亲，独自抚养孩子。
So if you bring up the child in Krishna consciousness, all right, we don't mind.
倘若她如果能够把孩子在 Krishna 知觉当中呢，抚养成人，那也可以，我们不在乎。
We want to see more souls become devotees.
我们是希望有更多的灵魂，看到更多的灵魂成为奉献者的。
But if we just have children just for the sake of children, then it's not good. Just to bring up another child to just have a life of sense gratification, that is not good.
但是只是为了有孩子来去得到孩子的话，他日后长大成人之后就只是成为另外一个从事感官享乐的人，也不是什么好事情。
The Shastra or scriptures say, don't become a mother or a father.Unless you can deliver your child from birth and death.
经典说，如果不能把孩子从生死轮回当中拯救出来，就不要做母亲，不要做父亲。
OK， 还有问题吗
？Siva Haridas said that the Limbai Guru 三个女神是 Durga 女神、Lakshmi 学问女神。
所以他的问题是什么？
奉献者没有崇拜这三位女神，对自己的服务有影响吗
？No，
没有影响。
We worship Krishna。
我们崇拜
Lord Chaitanya。
我们崇拜 Krishna， 我们崇拜主 Chaitanya。
Lord Chaitanya is a combined form of Radha and Krishna。
主 Chaitanya 是 Radha Krishna 的合二为一的合并体。
So these goddesses Durga and Saraswati and Lakshmi。They're all expansions from Srimati Radharani.
而这三位女神 Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati 是 Radharani 的扩展。
So we worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. And this way all of these other gods, they're all satisfied. They're all happy when they see us worship the Supreme Lord.
我们崇拜至尊主 Krishna, 至尊主 Chaitanya. 当这些其他的半神人、女半神人看到我们崇拜至尊主的时候，就会感到心满意足，也会感到快乐的。
When we water the root of the plant, all the leaves and branches are nourished.
给树根浇水，那么枝枝叶叶就都得到了滋养。
So these goddesses, they are like leaves and branches of the tree.
这些女半神人们就好像是这棵大树的枝叶。
And the root of the tree is Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya.
这棵大树的根是主 Krishna, 是主 Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 布施是很好的服务吗？无论是给 Guru 还是奉献者 Is it a nice service to give charity? No matter charity to Guru or devotee.
Yes, it's a duty. It's like giving charity is a duty which is expected certain people that, you know, that Brahmanas, they can accept charity and they can give charity.
这是，布施是一项职责，就是特定的人他们应当接受的职责。比如说 Brahmana, 他们可以接受布施 ，Brahmana 也可以给予布施。
And also, it's a duty for householders, grihasthas who are wealthy, they're expected to give some charity, particularly if they come to visit a holy place.
以及那些富有的居士们，他们也有职责布施，特别是当他们去圣地的时候。
So charity is described in the Bhagavad Gita. There's charity in goodness, charity in passion, and charity in ignorance.
圣典薄伽瓦他，圣典薄伽梵歌说，薄伽梵歌说，布施分为三种类型的布施：善良形态的布施、激情形态的布施、愚昧形态的布施。
So the best charity is to give to give in Krishna consciousness.
最好的布施是在 Krishna 知觉当中给予布施。
To give to a qualified person in the proper place at the proper time.
在恰当的在和正确的时间正确的地点给予合适有资格的人布施。
Okay, try going.
下一个，李林恩，这位奉献者，顶拜咕噜。我的问题是，带着宝宝念诵圣名，有时候不太专注，会有冒犯吗？谢谢。
Well, there may be offense, I don't know. You have to chant sincerely. You have to be trying to chant and control your mind. Chant with attention.
也许 我不知道您的情况，但是无论如何都要念诵，要真诚的念诵，专注的念诵，并且要控制住心意。
It's nice that you're chanting and let your baby hear the holy name. That's good.
您念诵，让您的宝宝能聆听到圣名，这也是非常好的。
But you still have to chant. You should try to chant while your baby's still sleeping. When the baby's sleeping, you should try to take advantage of that time to chant so that you can concentrate fully on the chanting and that your mind will not be so much on the baby.
但是您要趁着您的宝宝睡觉的时候呢，好好利用他睡觉的时候专注的念诵。而不是说当他醒着的时候你还心里惦记着你的宝宝。
Just like people chant when they're driving. But when they're driving, you know, they're concentrating on driving and on the road at the same time they're chanting. So it's not full attention, not full concentration on the holy name.
就像有的人他一边开车一边的念诵，因为他开车的时候得留意路况，所以这时候他不可能就是全神贯注的专注于念诵圣名。
And somebody else is holding the baby, you know, you have to also be thinking about the baby and looking at the baby, but you have to also try to hear the holy name.Concentration has to be there on the holy name.
同时呢，有的人他带孩子的时候呢，这时候他念诵呢，他得必须全神贯注的聆听到圣名，全然专注于圣名身上。
So we should always chant, but I think it's a good idea if you can do some chant, you must try to do some of the chanting when you're not holding the baby. When you can just chant and not, you don't have to think about other things.
所以无论如何要恒常的念诵圣名。就是当你有一些念诵的应当是不带孩子的期间呢只是在那里念诵，而不是说一边带孩子一边念诵。
Okay, try going to.
Akasha de Ka, 这位奉献者王文言，顶拜咕噜。刚才咕噜讲，不渴望得到别人的服务。有助于培养谦卑。如果别人给予到自己服务，应该接受吗？应该抱着什么样的心态接受，或者是不接受？
You have to consider the situation. Are you in a helpless situation? Do you need that service? If you don't need the service, you don't need to accept his service.
我们得看您的处境，您是不是需要处在无助的状态下需要到这样的服务呢？如果是不需要这样的服务，就不接受。
But if you're in bad health, if you're in an incapacitated situation, you may need somebody's help. So you have to accept their service.
但是如果健康不很糟糕，处在没有能力的情况下，需要接受服务的，那就接受这样的服务。
But accepting service from someone obliges you to give service back.
但是，就是如果接受了别人的服务，你就有义务、有责任来把这个也向别人服务，做出服务。
Yeah.Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about how there were sinful reactions were divided among different people. We read about For example, women can enjoy lusty desires during pregnancy. So the reaction for that was that they had to take the sinful reactions back from Indra, and it came in the form of the menstrual cycle every month.
我们在圣典伯加瓦坛当中呢，就阅读到这样的章节，就是在罪恶活动是怎么被划分的？就是女性，她们甚至在怀孕期间呢，也可以享受性的快乐，但是这样的享受，她得到的业报反应就是女性要接受阴主的恶报，所以女性会有生理周期这种现象。
Trees got the benediction that when their branches are cut off, they could grow again. They could grow new branches.
树木他们得到的赐福就是当树木的枝丫被砍断的时候呢，又可以重新生长出新的枝丫。
So Indra gave his sinful reactions to the trees.Because he gave them that benediction, he gave them the reaction back that they would also produce a sap, which is poison.
因为树木从天地阴主那里得到了这样的祝福，就是他们枝丫可以从再次生长，他们因此得到的业报反应，恶报就是分享的恶报，就是他们会树木会留下那个枝叶。树木会渗透出 这种枝叶，这些枝叶是有毒的。
And water got the benediction, it could mix with anything.
而水从天地那里得到的祝福是可以跟任何液体混合在一起。
So when Indra gave sinful reactions back to the water, it meant the water would have bubbles and foam.
因此，当水从 Indra 那里得到这样的祝福的时候，同时也分享了 Indra 的恶报，那就是水，它们会有泡沫，还有这些就是气泡和还有这些白色的。泡沫。
So you take something from someone, in the future you have to give them back, give it back. Somebody serves you, in the future you have to give service back.
如果您 接受了某样事物，在将来那必须就要回报或者是偿还。如果您接受了别人的服务，在将来也必须要偿还别人的服务。
下一个问题。
唐继东，唐继东，这奉献者顶拜孤乳，翻译你好。如果不学梵文，能回灵性世界吗
？Yes, no problem.
没问题。
That knowing Sanskrit is not the qualification to go back to the spiritual world.
所以 it's not the qualification to learn Sanskrit to go back to spiritual world, right?
Learning Sanskrit will not qualify you to go back to the spiritual world.
并不是说，学会了梵文就有资格能够回灵性世界了。
Qualification is to develop devotion.
回灵世界的资格是培养奉爱。
If you don't have devotion, even though you may be a Sanskrit scholar, you will not get to the spiritual world.
如果没有奉爱，即便是一个梵文大学者，也不能回灵性世界。
We saw there was one Sanskrit professor, and he wrote a Bhagavad Gita, and he was very offensive to Lord Krishna.
有一位不学者，佛学的学者，他在学习佛家梵歌的过程当中，他对主 Krishna 是怀着冒犯的心态。
有一个梵文教授，在一个大学，他写了不止梵歌，
在一个大学，有一所大学有一个梵文学者。
梵文教授。
梵文教授 ，sorry， 有一个梵文的教授。
Okay, so he was not devotee, even though he wrote Bhagavad Gita and he knew Sanskrit, but he was a demon.
那虽然这个，虽然这个教授他写了佛家梵歌，他也懂得梵文，但是他是一个恶魔。
啊，下一个。
那下个体灵魂会想事吗？每天思想是假我想的，还是自省 ？Does individual soul think? Can individual soul think? The idea is, their thinking is out of false ego or out of their nature, atma.
Well, the individual soul has consciousness.
个体灵魂有知觉。
So this consciousness has to be spiritualized. We want to not be in material consciousness. And in material consciousness, we are thinking we're the body and we listen to the mind and we think with the mind. But on the spiritual platform, it's different.
知觉必须要灵性化。就是在物质知觉当中呢，我们认为我们是这个躯体，我们聆听心意的指挥。
But on the spiritual platform, it's different.
在灵性层面上就截然不同。
The soul has a desire, just like the body, the mind has a desire, the soul has its desire, spiritual desire. Haribol. Sati.
Hare Krishna. Good day.
Guru Mani 在哪里啊？
我们听不到他了，我不知道为什么。
今天很特别。
Guru Mani 马大吉。
还有很多问题吗？
我们还有一个问题，我不知道姑您的时间是，我还想问您是否，因为我们已经超时了嘛，不知道您的时间是否可以。然后，
如果只有一个问题，可以
是吧？那我们看，等这姑妈你们的机会，他重新上线来，他下去可能重新连接一下。
给他打电话。
我重新呼他一下，我看看能不能呼上。Hare Krishna， 先等。怎么了？哪儿？
电脑死机了。我现在
用手机了是吗？
对。
对对对，好的。我们还有一个问题了，把这个问题回答完我们就结束了。好，那我们继续吧 ，Good day。
好。
那刚才说到灵魂有灵魂有愿望，正像躯体和心理也有愿望一样。
OK， 最后一个问题是什么？
最后一个问题是海瑞尼玛德基的问题。顶拜古鲁，如果我们在传播圣名当中碰见有的人愿意念诵圣名，但是他不愿意读经典，这样的人 Krishna 会不会保护他呢？还有一些人他对 Krishna 知觉里的知识感兴趣，但是只愿意聆听，不想看经典，这样的人我还需要跟他继续交流吗？谢谢古鲁的回答。
Yes. If somebody likes to read the books, good, preach to them. Explain the philosophy to them. Gradually, they will understand the importance of chanting. But encourage them to keep reading. Let them read the books. Very nice.
是的，有的人喜欢读经典，但是不喜欢念诵圣名。您就要慢慢地给他解释经典，逐渐的他就能意识到念诵圣名的重要性了。
And somebody else likes to chant, they don't like to read. Okay, let them chant. Very good, encourage them, chant.
还有的人喜欢念诵，不喜欢读经典，这个很好，就鼓励他们念诵。
Tell them to...Get them to come for kirtan, have nice kirtan, give them some prasadam, encourage them.
告诉他们来参加 kirtan, 给他们 prasadam.
We want to encourage everyone even the people who want chant and who don't like to read the books, if they just like to be with devotees, let them come and hear.
我们希望鼓励到每一个人，即便是那些不念诵读书，只是喜欢跟部落者待在一起的人，我们也鼓励他们来聆听。
We have to understand some people need more time. Give them more time. Give them a chance. Let them gradually come.
你要明白，有的人他们只是需要更多的时间，需要机会。我们要给予他们机会，让他们逐渐的加入。
Okay, so we'll stop here today.Thank you very much. Ganshiya Gurumani, Kiwama Jingtai Dupani, Ganshiya Sati Jujur, Ganshiya Sarada Funchansa Linking, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Haribo. Gurudeva Ki. Jai.
Oh.
好，那我们今天讲课就到这里。感谢大家的聆听，Hare Krishna。